I'm so pleased that Nikki from Big Brother is here. Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in. I know that Laura kind of grabbed you from the cafe and went, can you please come into Radio 1? So thank you.
No worries. It's all fun and games.
How are you?
I'm just really excited to be out. Well, I'd love to go back, but I'm just enjoying being with my friends and my family and just living it up at the moment, really.
Can I ask, is it warm enough in here for you?
I'm actually shivering. I've got goosebumps. I
invented
said when I walked in.
Aircon. I'm going to kill them. I swear, whoever it was, I hate you. I hate you. I wish you did not invent aircon because I hate you for it.
That's my favourite rant on the whole show. In fact, we even called somebody up with just clips of you complaining about aircon, which we'll play to you a bit later on.
I've heard about it. I'm desperate to hear it, actually.
It's good. Now, you said about going back into the house. Would you like to do that? Because there's a big old campaign on the internet, which I've been reading about today, which has got lots of signatures on it, saying that they really, really want you to go back in. And I, for one, would sign that campaign petition.
I really miss it in there. It's my house. And I'm still, like, going back there to the studios doing BBLB. And every time I go, I just stand and look at the house and the garden. And, like, I miss it so much. And when I watch it, I think, that's my bed. That's Nikki's bed. I belong in there.
You started talking about yourself in the third person as well last week. That's Nikki's bed. That bed is Nikki's bed.
I sleep in that bed, but that's Nikki's bed. Yeah.
Have you been stroking the TV every time Pete comes on?
Once or twice.
Do you fancy him? What's the deal with that?
He so wants you.
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, you can tell us.
I've got very strong feelings for Pete, and it's making me really upset to see him so down in the dumps.
He is devastated since you left.
He was crying last night,
yeah.
And it's just...
He's gone really quiet and just kind of paces around on his own all the time, and he cried in the diary room last night.
I don't know what to think. It's really upsetting to watch. I just wish I could talk to him.
Do you think maybe he likes you more than just mates now that you've left, and maybe he's realised? Because he has been really affected by you leaving.
Well, they do say absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Are you wishing you just jumped on him while you were in there now?
Oh, Joel.
Well, I did once or twice.
Yeah, you did. Now, you know, Jane and Richard are up for eviction this week.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that.
Why?
Because they're good characters. At the moment, there's, like, nothing going on in the house.
It's quite boring, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah.
That's why you need to go back in.
I know I do.
Put me back in.
But, I don't know, out of the two, which one's going to go. I think Jane is absolutely hilarious.
And, God, I don't.
I know she's hard going, but I think it's good because she winds them all up.
You heard her laugh?
And, yeah, I know, the laugh...
How did you put up with that?
But actually, I find that laugh, what's the word?
Annoying?
No. When she laughs, it makes me laugh.
Infectious.
Yeah, me too. Really infectious. Now, so you think it has got a bit boring?
It's really dull, especially, like, got no food at the moment. Everyone's just a string of misery in there.
Hmm. Do you think the other house concept has kind of maybe killed the show a little bit?
Yeah, all the three clones, that's ruined the whole thing, I think.
I don't like any of them.
I hate the clones.
Yeah. they weren't there from the start, were they?
You know when you came out and they were all saying, you won't be going out, you'll be going to Australia or you'll be going to a secret house. You must have been gutted.
No, you're in a basement in central London.
Hello.
Hi there.
No, I did think for 1 minute, that can't be right. And they're all like, no, you must be going somewhere. And I thought, yeah, maybe I am. And then I had my briefing in the diary room and I thought, yeah, I'm off. And that's when it really kicked in. I stood at the top of the stairs and I saw the crowds there and I thought, I am actually going. And I thought, no.
I liked it when you lost your earring and Davina was like, get the hell out of the house.
I know, she had to yank me out, didn't she? I was like, please let me stay.
Is there anything I can do to make you have one of your rants right now? Because I would love that.
So
I put the air conditioning even colder, maybe, or turn it off?
No, I do you know, I'm quite chilled out at the moment. Mm. I don't think I could have a
rant. Right, Nikki from Big Brother is with us. Right, stay there. Got some more stuff for you in a minute, all right? Chocolate Puma first. Always and Forever. This is brand new on Radio 1. Right, so Nikki off of Big Brother is with us. Seriously, loads of texts saying they want you back in the house. Now, we did this call, right, while you were in there. Just using clips of you going... When you're doing those rants, right, do you know you're doing it? Because sometimes afterwards, you'll be so angry, and then you'll just go, and you know that you're
because
doing it.
Because I get really embarrassed, but I can't help it. And then I just, like, it happens sometimes midway when I'm ranting, and then I will just stop and start laughing. But then it, like, sometimes when I'm really worked up, I will actually... do the whole thing and then I will sit down and be quiet because I've realised.
Let me talk you through what happened when you got really wound up last night when you were at BBLB. What happened then?
Well, I kept walking off because I needed my lip gloss and I wasn't ready. The show was about to start and I kept wandering off, so they tied me to the chair with the microphone.
And the sushi?
Yeah, and I basically had a really busy day and I was starving hungry, so they went out and got some food and couldn't wait to eat my sushi wrap, took one bite out of it, and they mic'd me up and whisked me off to the studio, and I was not...
Did that make you angry, Nikki?
Yeah, it was not best pleased.
Right, so we made this call with clips of you, right? We called up a small hotel in America just to see what they say about your air conditioning rant. All right, I'll play that for you next. You stick around with us?
Yeah, definitely.
Right, 9 o'clock, this is Radio 1. These ideas Right, Nikki from Big Brother is with us. Thank you for coming
in. Thank you. It's been good fun.
Now, listen, I want you to hear the celebrity call that we made a couple of weeks ago when you were in the house, right?
Okay.
So we just called up this random hotel in America.
Right.
And just played the clips down the phone. This is what happened.
Morning, Pines Motor Lodge.
I'm going home in the morning. I suggest you have my suitcase here. I'm going home. I'm not living in Antarctica any longer.
What case are you talking? This is the Pines Motor Lodge, ma'am.
I don't want to be here anymore. I can't live here. I'm not... I'm sick and tired of battling with them over the aircon.
Okay.
I'm so cold!
You know it's 85 degrees outside?
I'm so cold!
But there's nothing that I can do for you over the phone, sweetheart.
I wish you did not invent aircon because I hate you for it.
What do you want me to do for you? Do you want me to warm you up personally?
I'm not going in the bedroom. I'm staying here. I'm not sleeping in there. I am not. I refuse. I'm not going in there. I'm not.
Well, then go outside and warm up.
I'm so cold!
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God, that is brilliant!
Do you want me to warm you up personally?
Personally.
Did you like that?
That was absolutely fantastic. I really would love that. Like, could you put it on a disc for me?
I can do that.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Who invented... aircon? I'm gonna kill them. I swear, whoever it was, I hate you. I hate you. I wish you did not invent aircon because I hate you for it.
Right, so you really wanted to track down and find the man that invented aircon, didn't you?
Yeah, who is he?
Right, okay, well, we found him and we've got him on the line now. His name is Willis Haviland Carrier. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Mr. Mills.
Hello.
Hi.
Nikki, anything you want to say?
I'm just apologising, really, for my mad ranting.
Miss Graham, you said you wanted to kill me.
I'm not a fan of aircon, actually. But I didn't mean that I hated you.
It sounds like you absolutely despise me.
But I'm not going to kill you, I'm rest assured.
What exactly is the problem with air conditioning? I've worked years.
I just don't like the cold. I'm miserable when I'm cold. And I can't think about anything else, and it's just my full attention that
However,
I'm cold.
However, you were wearing a bikini when you were saying you were cold. Put some clothes on, eh?
Yeah, but I did actually end up going to bed with a jacket on and a bloody hot water bottle in the middle of July.
Miss Graham, you cannot blame me for that.
I know, but if you hadn't invented aircon, it wouldn't be in the Big Brother house.
But think of the light. Are you saying that I have toiled and toiled away working out this fantastic system and there are no benefits to it whatsoever?
Well, I have to admit, I probably am the only person in the world that doesn't like aircon.
Do you have any idea how much work went into devising this system?
Well, all you need to know...
Years and years. So that in 1902, when I launched it, it started off as a huge success. And now sales of air conditioning will go down because of your rant.
I'm sorry.
I could sue you for libel.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Carrier. Thank you.
Is he annoyed? Was he being serious?
Why?
Because he's really angry with me, isn't he?
What, he said he was going to sue you?
He said his sales are going to go down. Did he mean that?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I hope I never meet him.
I know.
We shouldn't have phoned him.
No, sorry. I thought you'd just be able to, like, you know, have a chat with him and
1902 he invented it. Shouldn't he be dead now, anyway?
You'd think that, wouldn't you?
I was going to ask him how old he was.
Nikki, the guy that invented aircon died in 1950. That was Chappers next door.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, he's going to sue me. I just wanted a rant, and I think I nearly got one. Listen, you were a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant housemate. I wanted to go back into the house.
I know. Get that campaign going.
Get it on. All right. Thank you very much, Nikki, for joining us today.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Chris Moyle Show. Scott Mills, Curse Crosses on a holiday. National Radio 1.
I can't believe she fell for that. Your acting was truly atrocious as the man who invented air conditioning.
I found that quite a difficult role to get into today.
It was terrible.
Actually. I'm sorry.
I could sue you for libel.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Carrier. Thank you.
Is he annoyed? Was he being serious?
Why?
Because he's really angry with me, isn't he?
What, he said he was going to sue you?
He said his sales are going to go down. Did he mean that?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I hope I never meet him.
I know.
We shouldn't have phoned him.
No. Sorry. I thought you'd just be able to, like, you know, have a chat with him and
1902 he invented it. Shouldn't he be dead now, anyway?
I liked it how she kind of gradually worked it out in her head.
Eventually the light bulb came on, didn't it?
The UK's official number one.
People are saying on the text, Lee is one of them, Simon's another, that was a very bad impression.
How do they know what the bloke who invented aircon sounds like?
Exactly.
He died in 1950.
Give me a break.
She still fell for it.
The one that doesn't speak accused me of overdoing it, overacting.
Doesn't matter, she still fell for it.
Exactly.
Going to put that on the podcast later, I think. That's good. Kooks and Gorillas coming up. It's 9:30.